Late Thursday afternoon, as the Cleveland Indians prepared for a game against the Boston Red Sox at Fenway Park, several members of the team were watching a couple of ESPN analysts discuss whether the Indians could sustain the streak that had landed them atop the American League's Central Division. I asked pitcher Scott Kazmir, who is trying to revive his career after spending last season in the minors, whether he or any of the rest of the Indians took any of that analysis seriously.
Something for them to talk about, that's all it is. It's just entertainment right now, that's all it is. It's just one guy's going to take one side and they're in debate, that's all it is. It's just entertainment.
As a pitcher, Kazmir explains the early success of the Indians in simple terms.
You get a lot more confidence when you're after the first or second inning and you're up by three or four runs. That's for sure. It sets the tone. You go out there and attack the hitters a little bit more just to be able to get them off balance.
First baseman Mark Reynolds has been among those responsible for lots of the support Cleveland pitchers have enjoyed. He leads the team in home runs and runs batted in. Meanwhile, outfielder Michael Brantley, around 300 this spring, has been hitting about 30 points above his career average. Three Indians pitchers had the opportunity to work comfortably on Thursday when the Indians clobbered the Red Sox 12-3. After that game, the Indians stood second in the American League in runs scored, but that heady statistic notwithstanding, Cleveland bench coach Sandy Alomar, who spent 11 of his 20 seasons as a major league player with the Indians, says anybody looking to explain the team's success must consider the pitching.
I think our starting rotation has done a much better job than anticipated. Everybody thought that at this point we weren't going to have a deep rotation. I mean, by numbers and a track record number don't dictate that, but so far they have given us an opportunity to stay in games. And I think that's been the biggest surprise, our pitching is keeping us in the game.
Given that Cleveland finished 68-94 last season, the success they've enjoyed this spring also has to be considered at least a little surprising. Slugger Jason Giambi, who recently joined the Indians after he'd hit 429 home runs for various other teams during 18 years in the big leagues, feels a lot of the credit should go to manager Terry Tito Francona.
Everybody knows who Tito is. I mean, he's one of the few guys on this planet that can manage and be friends with his players. He lets you know exactly where you stand. He's fair, and I think you can't ask for anything more from a manager.
Francona, who was managing the Red Sox when they won the World Series in 2004 and 2007, found a warm welcome when he returned to Fenway Park on Thursday evening as the opposing manager. Before the game, he acknowledged that taking a seat in the visitors' dugout was a little disorienting.
I mean, every game I've ever been here, I've never rooted against the Red Sox. Now I will be like crazy.
Francona, who spent a year as a TV analyst after the Red Sox fired him in 2011, acknowledged that managing in Boston had sometimes been extremely stressful. But when one of the Boston writers observed that he seemed to be pretty relaxed, the Cleveland manager made it clear that his goals hadn't changed.
If I am relaxed, I kept reminding people I wasn't going to Cleveland to go to pasture. I mean, every game means the same to me here in Cleveland as it ever did here. Our goals are exactly the same as to win the game we're playing. But I like where I'm at. I'm really comfortable with where I'm working and who I'm working with. And it doesn't mean we're not going to have challenges, because we are. But I am enjoying the idea of tackling them with the people I'm with.
So a new, albeit experienced, manager who's happy with his job, a sprinkling of veterans to remind the younger players that staying at the top of the division won't be easy, better pitching than most people expected, and lots of offense. Maybe Cleveland fans, who are accustomed to being tantalized by teams that fade as spring gives way to summer, can begin anticipating a better run.